Warning, the following podcast contains spoilers and swears.
Well, hello there!
Hi!
Who are you?
I am Evelyn Rogers. Who are you?
I'm your father, Scott Rogers.
Wow.
Okay.
Incredible.
Well, I think it's pretty incredible that I had you as a daughter.
Uh-huh.
And now we are Fillory and Father. TM.
TM? We don't have a trademark.
No. How about copyright?
Copyright restricted.
Rights reserved.
Rights reserved.
All right. Well, tell us.
It's a podcast.
About?
The Magicians.
And?
Magicians related things.
And?
Today we're talking about episode 9 of season 3, All That Josh.
Directed by James Conway.
Who we've seen before.
Have we?
Directing other things and other episodes.
All right. Well, James Conway, good job.
Uh-huh.
Mostly.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about that.
Josh.
Tell us about that, Josh.
That Josh.
So when was the last time we saw Josh?
The last time we saw Josh, I think, was episode 3 when they went to Bacchus's party to go ask about the key quest.
Is there a out-of-universe reason why we haven't seen Josh in so long? Like, was he off shooting a movie or being in another TV show or something?
Maybe Trevor Einhorn was having a Frasier reunion.
What?
Yeah. He's Frasier's son.
What?
Yeah, did you not know that?
No, what?
Yeah, he's Frasier's son.
Oh, now I like him even more.
Well, Trevor Einhorn is a very cool dude.
You don't need to look that up.
Are you verifying it?
Because you're just making it up.
I found it out and I freaked out when I saw it because it was baby Trevor Einhorn.
So he was a baby.
Went insane. Well, he was like a little boy.
What?
Look at him go. We're looking at a picture of
not Frasier. That is
Miles's
son.
Yes, I know, but there he is.
Holy
that's
crap.
Trevor. That's Trevor.
That's amazing.
Little baby Trevor.
I mean, you know, it's got to be somebody, I guess, but
he's a little guy. Just a little guy.
Oh, look at him gothed out. What show is that on?
It's still Frasier. We're still looking at pictures of Frasier.
Crazy. Go online. Look up Trevor Einhorn.
I just looked up Frederick's son.
Oh, Frederick's son? What?
Oh.
Frasier's son.
Frasier's son.
Yes,
Frederick.
Look it up. He looks like,
Just a little guy.
I know.
Just a little baby boy, but now he's a man.
Everybody was a little something.
I know.
I was watching videos
and
of you.
You were a little deranged.
I was watching videos of you as a little baby not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my Evelyn was so cute when they were little.
What happened?
I don't know what happened indeed. Everybody grows up. That's what happens when you feed them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should have given you more cigarettes.
Or less food.
Yeah, or less food. Maybe I should have kept you in a box so you never grew taller than 3 feet.
Oh, I'm still pretty short.
Yeah, that's true. You've only grown another foot and a half since then.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's talk about Josh and all that.
All that Josh. Well, the very first people we see are Katie, Quentin, and Alice. They are coming into the physical kids' cottage. Everything's kind of dark and, you know, the kind of normal tones. And Katie grabs the truth key to go and see if Penny made it out of the library, which as we know, he did not. And Quentin's shoulder bag starts a shaking because the book... The questing book is getting a new chapter.
Oh, yeah, and it made a Playboy centerfold.
Yeah.
It had a fold-out centerfold.
Well, Alice goes to, like, reach for the book, and Quentin's like, no.
Yeah, you know...
my quest.
Quentin is... Alice is becoming a quest junkie. She's like, give me that sweet quest.
Quentin's like, oh god, this book's in code. And she's like, no, it's not. It's music.
Right.
You silly goose.
And so then they go play it on a harpsichord like Resident Evil, which makes a door open to the next level, right?
No, it's not a harpsichord.
That's the most.
It's just a piano.
That's the third most overused trope in video games.
It's not a video game. It's a TV show.
No, I'm saying that they're just pulling from the video game playbook. What's next? They're going to play chess to open a door?
No, they already played chess in season one, remember?
To open a door?
Yeah,
remember? See? All the worst video game tropes ever.
No, you liked that episode.
Which one?
World in the Walls, season one.
I liked that episode?
Yeah, it was in the mental hospital.
I have to go back and listen to it.
Re-listen to the episode. Yes. But no, Alice starts to play it, but she plays it in the key of C, which is wrong, as Katie points out, most medieval music was in the key of A, and everyone's like, whoa, Katie, how'd you know that? She's like, well, my mom did burlesque, basically.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, because A comes before E, dummy, and A was invented first.
Well, technically, sort of.
Right? I mean, if you're going to do the alphabet and you're, like, starting inventing keys for music, wouldn't you just say, well, let's just start with A?
Okay.
Right? It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Although, all right, let me ask you a musical question.
Oh, boy.
How come, because I don't play any music at all.
Uh-huh.
How come the keys on a piano don't go to Z?
Because that's too many keys.
What do you mean it's too many keys?
Too many.
Is that like too many letters in the alphabet?
Too many.
No, I don't agree. How many keys are on a piano?
12.
No, there's more than 12 keys.
Well, there's 12.
Like actual physical keys
no,
on a piano.
More than that. I don't
52
know, man.
Or something? Is it like
I don't know,
a
man. I play the piano,
like
but do you think I know
playing
the
playing cards or something?
I don't know.
Let's count. No, mentally. Let's think about how many.
We're not counting mentally. We're not going downstairs to check on
you're
the piano.
Able to go look at pictures of whether what's his face was in Frasier and you
yeah,
can't
but
look online.
Yeah, but that's related to the magicians.
Double standard.
But Katie plays the song from the sheet music, and when she finishes playing, suddenly the lighting's changed and the cottage is full of people and music is playing. And the keys, all the keys that they've collected so far have disappeared. And we hear the song Wham Bam playing in the distance.
Not a great...
It's a good song. It is a good song. I enjoy the song. I like driving to it. It's very fun.
You like driving to it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I like blasting it and pulling my windows down and
then
listening to
it. Driving like a crazy person?
No.
Are you being unsafe on the road?
No, I am not.
What did I tell you about driving? What was my golden rule about learning how to drive?
Bikers are 15 points.
No, that was the second thing. What was the first thing I taught you?
Green means go, red means stop,
no.
Yellow means make a decision.
No, well, that's another thing. But no, what's the most important rule I taught you about driving? Come on, you're making me look...
Wear a
seatbelt. Well, that's very important, yes. But there's another thing that I told you.
Remember to take off your emergency brake and not have it engaged when
you're
driving.
Okay, that's a good rule, but that's not...
You ruin your tires.
That's not the advice I gave you. When you were first starting to drive, learning how to drive, what did I tell you for advice?
You said, go above the speed limit on highways.
No.
Go to speed of traffic.
No, well, okay, but no, what did I say?
What did you say?
My fatherly advice was...
Don't put things on top of your car because they'll fall off and get run over.
No, my advice was always assume everybody else is trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I know.
So you should drive defensively at all times.
This has been advice.
Parental advice for those of you that don't have
a license.
Parental advice.
Yeah,
in
there
your
you
life.
Go. There we go.
Wow, way to bring the show down.
I know. You were the one who kept going into
All right, it. So then we see the most important character
Todd.
On the show. It's Todd.
It's Todd. He's partying,
yes.
And there's everyone dancing, and we're introducing the king of Party O'Clock, and it's Josh Holberman.
So when did this show all of a sudden decide it wanted to become Glee? Were they like, we miss Glee so much. Glee is now off the air for how many seasons? Like, how many years was it off the air by the time this aired?
Glee ended in 2015.
And in what year did this episode air?
2018.
Right. So all those Gleeks that were working on the magician staff were like, we miss Glee.
No.
We need a Glee episode.
Well, they do, Daddy. They do a musical episode every season, remember?
No, I don't remember.
Yes,
they do. Block
it
from my memory.
So the very first season is when Quentin sings Shake It Off in World in the Walls. The second season is during the duel between Elliot and King Idris.
Yes, I know.
And this is the musical episode for this season.
But
and there's
this
a
had
musicals
more
episode in
than,
season four, and
but,
there's a musical episode in season
right.
five,
so,
regrettably.
First of all, when did this become a trope? Like, when did every fantasy
Everyone
show...
Everyone just likes Buffy, and then they want to steal from Buffy, and
right.
then they want to be cool like Buffy, and then
right.
they don't succeed.
But, yeah, but it's not as good. The Buffy... You cannot... Buffy's musical episode is
well,
amazing.
That's because they
and
wrote
I don't
the
like,
music
and
for
I,
it.
Yeah, of course. And I don't like... musical episodes at all. I feel uh-huh. like the only thing that's worse is when people just spontaneously break out and dance. Now, that's not to say I don't like dancers and I don't respect what they do, but it's particularly worse in animation than it is in live action, where it's like, we can't think of anything to happen at the end of Shrek, so let's just have all the characters dance, right?
Like,
that's stupid.
You don't like when they do Now I'm a Believer at the very end of Shrek, during their wedding?
Yeah, because they don't know how to end the movie.
But
they don't have anything
dance.
Funny. Well, they're just dancing around.
Yeah, it's great.
I disagree. I hate particularly when, like, even Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I like, the
so
movie,
hung up over that.
Is that during the end credits, all they have are characters dancing. It's not fun.
It's fun.
It's dumb.
It's also like a flex, because they're like, look at all this cool animation.
It's not a
do.
Flex. That's the easiest thing to do, making dance. You just rotoscope and animate over it. It's harder for characters to emote than it is for them to dance. It's true.
No.
It's true.
No.
It's true. You know
no.
I'm right. You know that
no.
it's a lazy way out.
No.
Dancing and singing.
No.
As
it's
Homer
fun.
Simpson once said,
what?
Singing is the lowest form of communication.
Oh my God.
And
no.
I agree to that.
You're wrong. You're just mad because you are not properly
oh,
trained.
Are we going to sing for the rest of the episode?
No, we're not.
Well, then I know how you feel, Quentin. I don't know. What was that in regards to? I don't remember what my note was.
Well, let's get through the fucking episode. Why don't
let's
we?
Sing it through. Todd no. is a magical creature.
No.
See, I figured that out early on,
uh-huh.
all the way at the beginning.
Well, it's
I'm
pretty
like,
obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious.
It's on
it's
purpose
not,
obvious.
Is it on purpose obvious?
Yes. But anyway, we see Josh
but
sing
But they make
wham,
us
bam.
Put up with a lot of stuff.
We see Josh sing Wham Bam.
Not my favorite
Thank you,
song.
Ma'am.
Not my favorite song.
It's a fun song, though. I like when the original people do it.
Well, yeah. I like the originals of all these songs better.
But we see in the cottage, there's a bunch of like paintings and pictures of Josh.
Yes,
as,
that was funny.
You know, famous paintings. It's
yes.
very funny. Lots of self-portraits. And, you know, it's good to see some dancers getting some
yep.
work.
Yeah, they do some... I have to say that the dance choreography... was particularly good, not when they were dancing, but when they were like whip panning around to look at something. Like their choreography
very
of
good
like getting
in unison.
Yeah, yeah, getting everybody in unison was pretty rad. There were a couple
pretty
of
scary.
Really good snappy
yeah.
whip pan heads in that in that bit.
Well, all the clocks say 4:20.
Yeah.
It's just
get it? Get it? Get it? 4:20? Get it?
You don't need to elbow me about
yeah,
that.
Well, but that's what the writers were doing in my head. They were elbowing me in the head with their jokey joke.
Uh-huh. Well, the...
Their tokey joke.
Well, Josh says, hey guys, welcome, you know... Magic is happening here. You know, all you got to do is it's just,
all they
it's
were
just
doing was smoke
the,
magic.
It's just fun in the sun, and you can't throw shade. And Alice says, "I don't know what you just said." And then everyone whips around and stares.
Yes, because Alice is a total party kill.
She's a party pooper, and basically, you got to party or you got to leave, or you'll get viciously beat up. Basically,
but they're not having a fun party.
No, they're not
it's
because
just
they're
a,
being forced.
Well, no,
but, you know, magic is back.
Well,
and
first
they can
of
only
all,
do party magic.
How do we even know that those are real other people, right?
Well, then
nah, spoilers. They're not.
We do have spoilers.
They're
not. They're
not
real
they're
people.
Not real people. They're phantom people. So here's
yeah.
the thing, right? Is it Josh who gets to choose the
Josh
type of party?
Josh is basically getting Truman Show'd, Dad. He's getting Truman Show'd. He's the only real person there aside from the Traumancer. And
what? The Charmancer? Is this Pokemon?
Traumancer. It's the,
Charmander?
It's the German demon.
It's a Charmander?
No, he's not a Charmander.
The Charmander? It would have been funnier if
demon
it was a...
Josh.
It would have been funnier if it was a Charmander. And when the Charmander finally reveals himself,
no,
he doesn't
no, we'll
even look like
that.
A demon.
He just looks like
a la Buffy. They could have at least made him look like a Buffy demon, right? Since they were ripping off
like,
Buffy so
he's
shamelessly.
Like, ooh, now we're partying. Nah, I don't remember the words right now. you know, I'm not gonna sing the song.
Does he have a top hat and a cane and do his little
tap dance?
Soft shoe. Yeah. Like what's the guy from Hadestown?
Oh.
Algebra song.
Stop.
I love that song.
Stop. You're not Andre DeShields, Dad. Oh,
but if I only could be.
But meanwhile, Katie, Quentin, and Alice are stuck with Josh in this kind of party realm. Meanwhile, Julia and Fen return.
See, now they should
have
had the song be, "All I want to do is party all the time, party all the time."
No.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been a more appropriate song?
No.
Right, because they just wanted to party all the time.
That's not as good a song. It's Wham Bam.
Well, no, Eddie Murphy, how dare you besmirch the great Eddie Murphy.
Trevor, I do need to say, you do need to lift your soft palate when you sing. It opens your vowels. And just drop your jaw. Thank you. I was in a state-winning choir.
The guy already got paid to sing.
I know he did. I'm just saying.
And he's getting residuals off of that. And what are you getting for your singing?
What am I getting for
you?
My
didn't
singing?
Even get to keep the trophy.
I did not get to keep
that
the trophy.
That was a damn shame.
No, because it was
like
a collective
a little,
effort.
Would
you
like
steal
a,
it?
Well, you could at least have a piece off of it, right?
A piece of it?
Right.
I got a tiny trophy
or
in
don't
high
you get,
school.
Don't you get to hang on to it for a while? Like the
No, it's not like the... It's not like the...
What's that cup that your mom likes?
It's not like
she's,
the Stanley
she's
Cup.
She's screaming
Dad.
At us right now. It's Stanley
not,
Cup!
Not like
it's the Stanley Cup. Cup, you morons, you hockey ignorant fools.
I know hockey. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've read
OMG hockey,
Czech Police.
What's a hockey stick called?
It's called the hockey stick.
Is it?
Whistle.
Is it?
Oh,
are you sure?
God. Yes, it's called that. Oh, don't give me a look. Anyway, this is not a hockey podcast.
Thank God.
Though Mom wishes it could
I
be.
I know. Mom would be like, oh,
she'd
man,
like,
if it was
Henrik
just...
Henrik Lundqvist. The king. We love him so much. But it's true. He is great. We love Henrik Lundqvist.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, meanwhile, Julia and Fen come back to the cottage. Fen is still not real. She's still just kind of like, why don't we leave the fairies to be enslaved forever?
Poor Fen has been reduced back down to just an expository device.
Yeah.
Again. They could have had that. Julia could have just talked to herself.
Uh-huh.
And it would have served the exact same dialogue purpose
uh-huh.
as poor Fen.
Yeah.
Fen is... You have turned me into a Fen outraged about the treatment of Fen in this show.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, it's just it's
frustrating.
It's criminal.
She could have been a really cool character.
She could have been a great character. Yes.
Well, I guess we just gotta rewrite the magicians.
No.
And write name it. Call it the wizards and then
the
get
warlocks.
It, the warlocks and then get it on television and then we do our own version but better. Everyone's name's slightly different. It's Quentin, but with a KW.
What?
That's a book reference.
This bizarro universe version you're creating.
You didn't even laugh at my book reference.
I didn't understand it.
Quentin, KW. That's how Eleanor spells it in The Magician King.
Who's Eleanor?
Oh, my God.
I haven't read that book yet.
Yes, you
according
did.
To this timeline.
Yes, you have.
No,
yes,
not yet. We haven't aired that episode yet.
The Magician's Land is the one we haven't aired. You read The Magician King, Dad.
Magician King, I thought was the third one.
No, Magician King is the second one. Eleanor is Elaine's daughter. Remember Quentin, like,
oh,
takes
right.
care of her
oh,
on the
just
island?
Say the little kid from the island.
That's her name is Eleanor.
I don't know that.
Just think of it. Just think of Eleanor and Eleanor. Cousin and book character.
Your cousin.
My cousin.
My
your
niece.
Boom.
If you
same
say your
character.
Cousin Eleanor, I'm like, who?
Yes, my book character cousin. My cousin who is a book character. But no, it's... Never mind. Anyway, they still... Julia's like, I don't think we should leave them. I think that's bad. And also, don't they have magic and... Maybe they're, you know, subjugated, and that's a bad thing, Fen. So they kind of come up with a plan to at least try
this
and
show,
help them.
This show always edits on, like, the question.
Uh-huh.
It never edits on the answer. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating, because they're like, well, what do you think about that, Evelyn, huh? And then it's, like, cut to Margot and Elliot or something.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that is one
but
thing.
But that is what is next. Elliot and Margot.
Exactly.
And,
and now what's going on with Elliot and Margot?
They have been found guilty. Margot asked for a trial by combat, but they thought they said trial by wombat.
Get it? Get it? Trial by wombat? That's Isn't that a funny ha-ha?
Elliot's like, that's why we brought the mute swordsman Bingle instead of a wombat lawyer.
How much better this show would have been
if it was Bingle?
If it was Bingle.
If it was just Bingle?
Just Bingle. I wouldn't
Bingle
even mind.
And the boys.
I wouldn't even mind if it was a Bingle musical episode.
But you wouldn't sing.
Exactly. That's the best part. It would just be humming.
You gonna write like a fan letter to this actor?
I don't even know Bingle's. I don't even remember what he looks like, to be honest. He was only in like 3 seconds of that one episode.
Know. You will know.
I will know. We're not gonna ever see Bingle again, are we?
We will see. Well, I can't say. Spoilers.
What? Does the fifth season become the Bingle show?
No, but there. It should have been. Spoilers, so I cannot say.
All right. Now you got my hopes up.
No, don't get your hopes up.
Oh, well, don't get them up. I should know better for the
you
magicians.
Should know
the show. This was the pitch for the magicians. The magicians, don't get your hopes up.
What if we took this great book series and then we took all the interesting parts of it?
And we milked the hell out of it.
And we milked them out for one season. And then we got rid of all of those interesting parts and we made it bad.
Are you saying something bad about the show?
Yes.
How dare you? How dare you? I love this show.
Uh-huh.
Contrary to what our fan base thinks, I love the magicians.
Uh-huh, so
and
much.
Here you are bad mouthing.
Here's my tattoo saying, I love the
here
magicians.
You are bad mouthing this show
that
we spend every week of our life forever talking about.
Not forever.
Thank God. All right. Anyway, where were we?
They get to choose.
That was for you, Aaron. Accusing me. How dare you say I hate this show?
Oh, no, Chelsea said that.
Oh, Chelsea, how dare you say I hate this show?
Well, they get to choose how they die. Good for them. Good
yeah,
for them.
What is that? How's that any? All right.
They get the serrated spoon, the fire. You get to climb up Fire Ant Mountain. You get the Stone Crush, or you get the Infinite Waterfall. Margaret chooses the Infinite
Waterfall because
it takes the most time.
Hang on
die.
A second, though.
Yes.
It sounds like there were more choices that Tick didn't get to.
Of course he didn't.
I would want to know what the whole list is. What if the whole list was, we're going to put you in
a fluffy bed, but we're going to smother you.
And you die of old age. No, what if like dying of old age
is... That could have been an option, honestly.
They could have been like, all right, you're sentenced to die of old age.
Yep. And,
then you'd be like, all right, we'll take that.
Bye.
That's it. All right.
Solved.
There you go.
No, they choose the Infinite Waterfall because it's going to take the longest time. So they're going to be put in a boat, shipped off the side, and they're going to fall and get
hit
by spikes or
gonna
drown
get
or,
rid of the
you
mud
know,
jack
just,
too?
Like, starve.
The boat's
going to
go over the
edge? No. The boat... The Munt Jack was going to sail up into the point right before No Return, and then they were going to put him on lifeboats and send him out.
But they're lifeboats. Why not just throw them in the water?
Well...
It's harder to steer away from a waterfall if you're in a boat.
Tick is
like... I mean, not in a boat.
Listen, Tick's like, I used to rule this country, and I was so
No, you're jumping ahead.
Okay, I know, but
don't jump ahead, because
I
have thoughts about this.
He can't even make the Munt Jack turn around.
Now you're spoiling this episode for our fans.
Spoilers.
How dare
that's what
you?
Our podcast says.
No, not within the episode.
Yes, within the episode.
That's how spoilers work?
My God. Well, then we see Quentin and Alice and Katie.
You missed it. That was the... Oh, no. Okay, keep going.
What did I miss?
All right, never mind. Spoilers. All right, keep going.
Well, they're doing party magic, but they can't do any kind of serious magic. None of Alice's locator spells work, and Katie's getting really frustrated because she doesn't know where Penny is. He never reported back. And, you know, they're not getting ahead with the quest. And so she gets so mad that she slaps the drink out of Quentin's hand. And it, like, crashes against a wall.
And then it makes
And then
it all
everyone
the...
turns and looks at them. And they're like, oh, shit. And they start to grab him and restrain him and, you know, beat him up and stuff. Until Alice starts singing the worst rendition of Happy Birthday I've ever heard in
now,
my
can
life.
Can Olivia actually sing?
Yes, she can sing.
But... They decided
they're
Alice
like
can't
Alice
sing.
Cannot sing. Alice is just gonna
right. So she sings Happy Birthday.
Her best. They all sing it, and then they're like, that was the best song I've ever heard,
Now, hang on a second. Do you know why
that... They could sing Happy Birthday? Yes. Because of the copyright.
Yeah, because the copyright lapsed out like that year,
I know that.
So there you go. I am aware. Now, that's a question. Is that the first time that Happy Birthday was sung on television in years? Right? Is that a moment of historical significance?
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Well, maybe you should find out.
I'm not going to look it up.
Person, magician, knowledgeable. You're the one that's supposed to be magician knowledgeable in this show.
Well, not in matters maybe of I real should look world it up. Information. No. Well,
but don't you think that's an interesting trivia?
I think that is interesting, but we can look it up later.
Later is not going to do anybody any good.
Yeah, I know. You're just going to have to wonder. It's a plot hole that will never be solved.
It's not a plot hole. It's a production note.
Just like in the vein of and style of the show. We're leaving a mystery that will never be solved and never explained.
All right, let's keep going.
And you're going to get so mad.
No, you're going to get so mad.
You're going to get mad.
You're going to get mad.
But then they're like, well, we got to get Josh alone. And we can't have any bad vibes. So Katie does some magic and changes out her clothes so she can do a burlesque routine. But then we see Juliet at the McAllister. Well, actually, they're at Break Bills. I guess the McAllisters like either live super close to Break Bills or Irene was having like a dinner.
Their house on Break Bills property.
No, it's separate. Oh. But Skye had well,
first
actually,
we see some
that's later.
Books on a string.
Well, actually, that's later. Julia does break into the McAllisters' house again. It's very easy to break into their house.
Yeah, for magicians, right? You think that they'd have magic wards and stuff.
Well, obviously, all the wards are gone because.
But
magic
they still
is
have
gone.
Magic.
Well, they don't. They have fairies doing everything.
Right, but they were grinding up fairy in order to cast
that
spells.
That only lasts so long, and it gives you like bad.
How long does
physiological?
How
effects.
Long does fairy coke? You last for magic.
I don't know, man.
How long does regular coke last?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But we see Skye, that fairy that Fenn talked to before.
She has a wooden leg.
She has a wooden leg because her leg got sawed off. And
What do you think it's worse, having a wooden leg or wooden toes?
Just wooden toes, because then your balance would be off. But if you had a wooden leg, then you would have balance.
You'd eventually get
eventually get balance again. Right. But your toes do the little grippy thing, and they give you the balance.
So they're kind of like, McAllisters are like vampires.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just grind up a toe or a finger?
Because that's obviously not enough powder for like
a
little
whole
container.
Leg? How much powder does a whole leg give you?
Well, clearly they're making multiple little containery vials, yes.
This sounds like a really bad process.
Well, it sucks for the fairies.
Well, it does suck for the fairies. But what I'm saying is, like, it's not like you, like, grind up part of a cow and then eat the meat and then, like, leave them alive and then keep going. Why don't they just kill the whole fairy?
Well.
And then grind it up and then
Because then they don't have a fairy servant. And there's only so many
Earth. Keep tricking more fairies.
There's only so many on Earth.
Well, then you lure them through with... No. How do you lure a fairy to Earth anyway?
You put some sugar in a bowl.
Do you put some shoes out?
In a little mushroom circle.
Do you put some shoes...
Come here, fairies.
Put some shoes out.
Here's my real
name.
And
then they come and work on your shoes. And then when they're working on your shoes, you trap them.
Sure.
Like you're a cobbler, you have to be a cobbler to trap a fairy.
Sure.
What is it? What does the Magician's D&D book say about fairies and trapping them?
I don't know.
Why didn't you read it?
I'm not playing Magician's D&D.
You are
friends.
Playing Magician's
playing
D&D.
Playing GURPS with my friends.
Well, what is it? Is there rules in fairy D&D for like grinding up fairies and then sniffing them?
Probably.
Are you going to allow for that in your campaign?
If we get to that.
If somebody gets to a fairy and says, I'm going to kill a fairy and then I'm going to grind it up and snort it and I'll have extra magic powers.
If that happens
what
in
kind
my
of,
game.
What kind of bonuses do you think it gives to you to spellcasting? is it like a +3 or something?
Yeah, but then you get like a -2 constitution.
And then how many turns does it last?
I don't know.
You have to plan all this out.
GURPS doesn't really have turns.
Yeah, they do. They have actions.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it's
you
more
better
role-play-based.
You better be ready because one of your players might grind up a fairy.
Yeah, well, you know.
How do you grind up a fairy anyway?
Okay.
Like,
we're
what
not
do you.
Gonna...
Oh, I mean, like, no. Do you put them in a mortar or pestle? Do you, like, put them
in a. That's what they did. That's what we saw. Remember?
How long is it going to take to grind up? If you have a whole leg and you're grinding up a leg in a mortar and pestle, that's going to take forever.
We should just watch Hannibal.
Shouldn't they have just... No, no way. Not watching a gross show. Do you think they have an industrialized grinding machine?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, these are important questions that need to be answered.
Well,
how long does it take to grind up a leg?
I don't know, Dad. But Julia offers to help Sky. She's like, I want to teach you how to do magic. So then we can figure out if, like, we can get you out of your bonds. Just to prove to you that, like, you don't have to be subjugated and we want to help you get out of here. So then we see Katie.
Wait, you forget the most important part.
What?
Where Sky references the Mandalorian.
Oh, my God.
And says, this is the way.
She's like, there's no other fairies. We have always been this way.
Yes, that is the way. And You know what, though?
It's not.
It's not the way. It's not a bad way. The way is wearing Mandalorian armor and not ever taking off your helmet in front of someone else.
Well,
that is the way. And it's also...
Not this show.
Carrying a little baby around with
that
you.
That is true.
Why didn't... See, now this show could be a lot better... What if Arjun all of a sudden got a baby and it became like Lone Wolf and Cub, where Arjun is in the library with a baby Bjorn strapped to his chest, and now he's got to take care of a little baby Quentin? Maybe Quentin gets de-evolved into a baby and he gets carried around with Arjun, with Penny, and the two of them go on adventures questing.
I can't respond to that because
you're already writing this. Oh, no. What?
Spoilers.
Oh, dear. You mean my crappy spur-of-the-moment fan fiction is something that actually happens on this show? Maybe for those of you out in the audience, you're keeping track of this. So that way, by the time we actually get to it, you can say, look, Mr. Rogers, you have successfully predicted 12 things to happen
in season five.
Well, it's good to know that I'm on the same wavelength.
You're like Alice. As the magician. You're like Alice. You're Cassandra. Just riding away in your shitty wig.
With a bad wig on.
We see Katie start to sing and do her little burlesque routine. I feel like wounded by that. And she starts to sing an E. Oh, well, she starts to sing an A. And then Todd's like, no. Sing it in E. We like it in E.
But A is first.
Daddy. The whole point is that they don't want it to be the A, because then it'll reveal the key and they'll get out before they've unified.
I see.
Yeah. But
I thought they were just being picky.
No. But then she starts singing and doing her little burlesque routine. Jade Taylor, please stop sliding so much. Thank you. That is all.
Like physically sliding?
No, like vocally sliding.
Well, guess what?
Thank you, Queen.
Jay Taylor already got paid for that
episode. I know she already did. And she gets royalties. Residuals. Yes, I know.
So there you go. The joke's on you.
But then we see Josh being led away into his room by Alice. And he's like, you know, I always knew that you liked me when you glared angrily at me. But when we see Quentin with some rope and they tie him up.
See, now I didn't get that. I didn't get that Josh thought that Alice was trying to seduce him or something.
Yeah.
Because Alice...
just don't pay attention.
Alice has not been seductive in like a season and a half.
Yeah. But there's a piano in Josh's room, but it's weird because, you know, Josh doesn't have a room in the cottage. He's a naturalist, at least in this show.
So convenient.
I know.
Wasn't Josh one of the physical kids?
Yes, in the books.
Yeah, why didn't they just keep that?
Because they're like, haha, funny weed man.
Yeah.
He's a naturalist.
Get it, 420, haha. Get it. Yeah, no.
Hey, David Reed, you were wrong when you said that Josh would be a botanist on my Star Trek AU. I'm just telling you, I was correct because I made it up, so...
Is David Reed listening to this podcast?
He's not, but he did respond to my Star Trek AU, so I'm responding now. You were wrong.
What is your Star Trek AU?
I made Josh chief of transportation, like Miles, and
okay.
He was like, make him a botanist, haha, because weed. I'm like, no, he doesn't, he can still be a drug dealer and not do a thing that is explicitly related to...
But did we already talk about what the on your Star Trek AU? I thought you should switch.
No,
where I
not
thought
on
that,
this podcast. Oh, anyway, I have a Star that, Trek AU.
Yes,
I made that.
You made Quentin. What was Quentin?
He's engineer, lieutenant commander, engineer.
And you made Alice the doctor. Right?
I made her a doctor because I like the idea of an android doctor not being uncaring and learning to care for people.
Right.
and, you know, learning
that
empathy.
So you're just doing Data over again.
Yeah, dude, it's literally a next generation AU. But what do you want from me?
Well, I think that Quentin would be a better doctor because he mends things.
I know he mends things, but that's also what you can do in engineering. You can fix things.
No,
he fixes objects. He doesn't fix people. He's not.
But he could try to fix people, even though he's not.
His discipline
no,
is
but it's
health.
Like the person with the mental issues are having the most trouble relating
but he
to the human.
He fixes things. He fixes physical objects. That's literally his discipline.
Yeah, but I think that Alice...
And I think it's more fun if he's in engineering because then he gets
but
to solve
Alice
problems.
Alice is much more like obsessed about the mechanics of magic. And therefore, she would be more related to the engineering.
You're just simply wrong. Make your own AU, and then you can make your own decisions. These are the ones that I came up with, and they're correct because they're mine.
Well,
thank
they're correct
you.
In your world, yes. But
thank you.
I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Well, just like, you know, any Hollywood show, you need to get notes and learn how to take notes.
Yeah,
from
I know how to take notes. I'm telling you, you're incorrect. You're the executive producer. That means you have no power, just a fancy name.
Oh.
So I'm so sorry, love.
Oh, so mean.
Josh is very sad because he's basically been left out of the group this whole time. He texted, he called, they ditched him at Bacchus's party.
Yes.
And he only got one reply from Julia, and that's the only person who answered.
Aww.
And he feels so left out and sad, and it just sucks, you know?
See, now, that's not fair also, because in Book Josh. Well, whatever. In the book, Josh is like at a Italian piazza, and he's like living his best life.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Yeah,
Josh the best
in the book
in the
is
books.
Awesome. Yes.
I've said it before. I'll say it again.
He got done. His character got done dirty.
I would get down on one knee for Book Josh just for the sole fact that he tried to find Middle Earth when he had the opportunity.
And that he made it for a Teletubby?
He did not fuck a Teletubby, Dad. He fucked a Banshee. Remember?
I thought it was a werewolf.
No, it was a Banshee. Oh, okay. In the show, it's a werewolf.
Gotcha.
But
poor Josh.
Yeah. But Katie gets out of there. She does her whole routine and does like a little shadow puppet. And it's a little ventriloquism magic thing.
Right.
And
which reminds me that this episode is brought to you by puppets.
Okay, I'll take that.
They're all
I'm gonna
types
make
of puppets.
A puppet.
Shadow puppet. What kind of puppet? A magician's puppet?
No, I'm gonna make a Kugrash puppet.
What's a Kugrash?
Kugrash is a character from The Unsleeping City, which is from the show Dimension 20, DM'd by Brennan Lee Mulligan.
But what is
a
Kugrash? A
god among men. Kugrash is the name of one of the characters. He's a rat man who takes care of the homeless.
You mean Splinter?
He is described as a shitty Splinter, and it's the best. He's a garbage man, and I love him so much.
You know what else was
you
a great...
You should watch Dimension 20. That's our real fake
no,
sponsor.
You know what's a, no, you know
watch
what's a...
Dimension 20, please. Well, it's so good. I want to talk to people
no,
about it.
No, you know what's a better
Dad, you
puppet?
Need to continue watching
a
Fantasy High.
A better
so
puppet is Evan the Troll on my friend's show, The Barbarian and the
but
Troll.
But what about
my
Baby
friend,
Yoda, Grogu, the
Grogu,
best puppet?
Who was co-made by my friend Scott's wife.
Scott's wife?
Yeah, Scott Woodward. You didn't know that my friend...
What's his wife's name?
I don't know, sorry.
That's,
I just know that his wife works on The Mandalorian.
Wow, and he's
and
your
the
friend?
Puppet.
You don't know your friend's wife's
I've
name?
I've never met him in person. He's an internet friend.
Okay.
We chat all the time online. I'm not gonna like friend his
brought
wife
to you by
because
internet
that's
friends.
Weird.
Brought
is
to
it
you,
isn't that weird?
Brought to you by internet friends.
Are you friends?
Learn their names.
Are you friends with your friends' significant others? Your internet friends?
Yeah.
Significant others.
Sometimes.
Have you friended them?
Not. I don't use Facebook.
Well, whatever. Twitter.
It depends on the friend. If I'm
or
super close
Instagram.
With them.
No, I'm, with the significant other.
Yeah, if I'm close to the other person, then yeah.
No. You do not. Most people do not do that. Like,
okay.
The friends of your mother do not usually friend me.
Okay, well, maybe you need to become friends with my mother and my mother.
I am friends with your mother. I've been friends with your mother longer than you've been friends with her.
Uh-huh. Anyway, this episode brought to you by friends.
By
not
mothers.
Not the TV show.
By mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
we
mother's
love
Day.
You.
It's not Mother's Day.
No. Oh. Send your mother some daffodils.
Yeah, actual daffodils.
All right. Anyway, tell us about this this episode.
Josh got ditched. And aww. Then they're like, yo, but you ditched us in Fillory. And he said, no. That was cowardice. It's not indifference. That's worse. It sucks worse.
That's true.
Yes.
Oh, really? What the real reason is? Bad writing.
Bad writing?
Yeah, because they like left Josh out. Unless he was doing another TV show. Then he was doing
Frasier 2 Switcheroo, where
would he come back for a Frasier reunion?
He said he was down. Jason Ralph also said he was down to show up as a mysterious friend of.
So he's like Morris. Yeah. He's like the Morris of. Well, Frasier's.
this is our little ad.
Would they show
Morris?
They're
doing a one act. They're doing a one act. Jason Ralph and Trevor Einhorn.
Of Frasier?
No, they're not doing a one act of Frasier. They're doing a one act. It's called The Great Filter. I got a ticket to it. I'm very excited.
What's The Great Filter?
It's a one act about two astronauts in space together. It's 70 minutes long.
Are they
it's
in trouble?
Being performed in person in New York in July, but they're doing a virtual recording of it and putting it online.
Are they wearing spacesuits?
I'm pretty sure they're going to wear spacesuits.
With helmets?
Maybe with helmets.
Are they in trouble?
Maybe in trouble.
From what?
Pigs in space.
No, not pigs in space. What's the actual plot?
I don't know the plot. I just know that they're two astronauts in space. I just got really excited because I want to watch Jason Ralph perform.
So really all it takes for you to spend money is for them to just say, we're going to do a thing and we don't even know what it is yet. They could have just said, we're doing something.
No, buy it. It's an actual show. And I'm really excited also because I like one acts and I think one acts are very fun to watch.
Why are one acts better than regular plays?
Because they're shorter.
Okay. How long are one acts usually?
It really depends. A one act can range from, again, 10 minutes to like maybe an hour.
But aren't most one acts like part of a group of one acts?
No. A one act can just be a one act.
What's the shortest play ever made?
I don't know.
Once again, you failed me.
Here's my play. That's the end of my play. Thank
you. So sad.
Yes. That's my one act. Thank you very much for coming to see it.
All right, that's our musical episode.
That's no. we see the Muntjac. And we see Tig. And we see Margot and Elliot, and they are chained up. They're all dirty and gross. They've been dirty and gross this whole time, I should say.
Oh, yeah, they're dirty and gross.
A little bit dirty and gross. And they're like, okay, Tick, did you pickpocket the key? And he said, I did not. Oh, it feels so good to say that. And then he just, like, vents in front of them, and he's like, I used to rule Fillory, and all you fucking children of Earth keep assuming that it's, like, your privilege to rule the throne, and you guys suck. You keep ruining our economy and whatever, and it's garbage, so now I'm taking over. And he says this really great line. He says, I refuse, and they're like, okay, but, like, you're gonna, we'll just, like, go away, you know. We'll let you have the throne. It'll be fine. He says, no, I refuse to beg for what I've waited to seize, which is a great line.
That is a great line. So here's what I got to say about Tick's evil turn.
Yes.
It is the best thing that's happened on this show in a long time. Because Tick always kind of seemed a little skeezy anyway.
Yeah.
And for him to like just full out go, okay, I'm a bad guy. And I totally forget what happens, but I hope that he remains a bad guy for the rest of the season. Because in my opinion, he is far more interesting than the Fairy Queen.
Ah.
The fact that he is this, now he's this evil little, haha, I'm finally getting back and I'm getting what's mine and I've been seething this all this time because you guys suck and I'm going to take over. They should have just left him the big bad. Like if this were Buffy, Tick would be the big bad and remain the big bad for the rest of the episode or
That's
the season.
Not Buffy.
And then he would get killed in some ridiculous or horrible way.
The Serenid Spoon.
Yes. Ooh, there you go. There's some justice right there. High five. Good callback there.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I would totally. He should. I mean, is he going to die?
No.
What? Do they not? I mean, I like
actually,
the actor, but are
no,
they going to...
No, he does not. Actually,
I thought his little boat was going to get squished by the Muntjac when it was flying away.
No. Instead, he talks to the Muntjac, and he says, yo, so we're going to take you to the point of no return, then we're going to put them on some lifeboats, we're going to turn around, they're going to get serrated and die, and turns out the Muntjac is on the side of...
Margot.
...of Tick in this moment.
Oh, well, no, they're faking it.
Is she faking it?
Yeah, I think she is. Well, I think she's like faking it until Tick gets nervous.
Yeah.
And then he does what he eventually does.
Maybe. But then Elliot's like, could you just like take us out of these cuffs though, since you're going to kill us anyway? And Tick's like, I shall not.
See, again, he's just fun. He's having fun being bad.
We love Rizwan.
Yeah, Rizwan is awesome. Rizwan, you're a good bad guy.
He's the best.
You're a good, funny sidekick, but you're a better bad guy.
Yes.
I think maybe there should be like an action movie, like a Die Hard type movie, and Rizwan should be the main bad guy.
Absolutely.
He would do great.
But then we see Julia, Fenn, and Skye. This is when they're at Break Bills. Presumably Irene is at like a dinner at Break Bills, I guess, because it's probably far away from her actual house. And they're in the lab, and they only have an hour to teach Skye any kind of magic that they're willing to try. So they're like, okay, well, we're gonna just, you know, do our best and see what happens. And then we see Josh, and he's like, you know, this is just typical, though. I've been ditched by everyone in my life. You know that David Bowie reality tour? Well, my brother was gonna take me, and he ditched me to bring his girlfriend along, and that was the last show that Bowie ever did in the U.S. when he went into the crowd and sang Under Pressure. But, you know, it's just my life. I just get ditched, and it sucks. But then we see kind of a little flashback where Josh talks about how he came to the physical kids cottage that is full of magic. Todd.
And there was lots of B-roll of Bacchus's party.
Yeah, lots of B-roll of Bacchus's party. And Todd comes down from the party while Josh is trying to text everyone. And he says, hey, man, he whispers in his ear and tells Josh that, hey, you know, there's a place where magic is back. And he just opens a random door and they go through and... it's magic's there. The
physical kids cottage.
It's the physical kids cottage.
But there's a party.
But Todd has the fifth key.
But here's the thing, right? All right, so I know how it ends up. And so maybe it resolves in a slightly better way. But at this point in the story, I'm disappointed that they are turning both good, you know, third-tier characters into villains. Uh-huh. Like, it feels like they were like, oh, we'll have Tick be a villain. Oh, and we'll have Todd be a villain.
Tick and Todd. The dynamic duo.
There you go. That's the new spinoff, Tick and Todd.
Another spinoff.
That's right.
Are you going to write about that one?
What would the spinoff of Tick and Todd be?
Tick and Todd.
How do they get together? Because they never meet in the show, right?
They never meet in the show. Todd would go through the clock.
Todd would accidentally go through the clock. He would fall through the clock.
He'd fall right into Tick's arms. And then...
fall into Tick's arms?
Yes. And then they'd have to work together because... people are still having trouble respecting Tick after he took over the throne.
No.
And they're trying to fix it, like trying to confirm his legitimacy.
No, I figured it out. What? More. All right, everybody bails on Fillory. They're done with it because it's nothing but pain and sorrow.
Yes.
Todd accidentally falls through the clock, ends up in Fillory. As a result, he has to be crowned king. Tick spends the entire season trying to kill him.
Yeah.
But Todd, because he's just kind of a...
He keeps tripping everywhere and missing all of the assassination attempts.
Exactly, yes. So just the entire show is nothing but Todd...
dealing with policy and the wacky stuff that happens in
Fillory. He's not even dealing with policy. He's just like trying to make sense of Fillory, right? Yeah. Like it just... he can't believe that he's actually in a magic realm. So he's just denying the whole time. Meanwhile, Tick is trying to kill him, and all his attempts just keep failing over and over again.
Adam,
and then the show ends.
Get on the phone.
And then the show ends with?
With?
Tick.
And Todd.
Falling in love.
Yeah, you know what's up.
And then the serrated spoon kills them both.
No, not it. Rafe bursts out from the back.
Yes, Rafe. Abigail. And the serrated
spoon in her tiny little claws. Yes.
No, it's the wombat.
No, it's the wombat?
Yes. The wombat we never really see.
Or it's the little pig that we see in season one.
Oh, the adorable little pig.
Yeah.
Aw, where is
it
that?
It comes out of nowhere with the serrated spoon in
where
its
is
mouth
that cute
and
little
it jabs
pig?
Him in the neck.
What do you think happened to that cute little pig?
Eaten.
Oh,
made into delicious bacon
you
that
really?
Alice ate in
oh,
season
no!
two.
Oh, poor pig.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor baby pig.
But Todd, now we're back to the episode. Todd,
evil
turns,
Todd.
Off, turns off Katie's magic.
We know evil.
Very
Todd
un-Todd.
Is all evil.
Yes, he's very un-Todd. And, you know, Quentin, they're trying to figure out like what the key is doing. Well, they're brought all together, so it has to mean something. And they're like, Josh, can you at least buy us some time so we can figure out what, you know, what to do and how to get out of here? And so he's like, oh, fine. And they do the conga to car wash.
Yeah, it's not. I don't like this version of car wash.
Yeah.
And I mean, conga, you can conga to anything, right?
You can do the Macarena to anything.
Can you? Can you do the Macarena to the Litz waltz?
Yeah, you can do the Macarena to anything if it's in four. Hmm. You know.
I don't know what that means.
You know, like.
No, I don't know. I don't. I actually don't know music.
Oh.
I don't well, speak music.
I shan't explain. Then we see Julia and Skye trying to do some spells. And the magic, the way Julia is trying to teach it, is not working.
Finger magic does not work.
Skye does even not do finger magic. Even
though the fairy has very bendy fingers.
Yeah, she has very bendy fingers, but she can't do magic that way. So Fen points out that they're doing it wrong because all the times that she's seen fairies do magic, they just kind of conjure stuff out of nowhere. It's like from their mind. So Julia's like, okay, imagine a flower in your hand. And then, you know, the flower starts to appear.
And then the fairy explodes into blood.
She does not explode, but she does bleed from her eyes, her nose, her mouth, probably her ears too.
Yeah, that's good. All hurt. Her orifices. Maybe other belly button?
Belly button? Ugh.
Is that is belly button count as an orifice?
I don't want to get into that. It's very gross. But basically her little necklace
vibrates
and
then it writes a whole nother chapter.
No. But meanwhile in the physical kid's cottage, the fake one, they kind of figured out that Todd is very un-Todd-like, so he's probably a Trollmesser, which is basically
a Charmander?
No, which is basically like a joy junkie, a demon that gets off on other people having fun.
A German
that eats demon. That eats delight and eats people having fun. But then, you know, but this demon, they're like, this demon Todd has like a fetish for E. And then they're like, wait a second, he didn't want me to sing an A because medieval music's an A. So they go to the piano and they press the A, and what's, you know, tied up in the piano chords? But the fucking key.
Seems very irresponsible. First of all,
just tie it up in there. Well, no, the whole point was that they were supposed to find it and like work together.
Right, but here's the thing.
He just still made it kind of complicated.
Wasn't the whole quest like to get these keys, the Falorian keys?
No, they're not Falorian keys.
Yeah, they are. They open
all over.
The door of the world, right?
Yeah, in back Falorian. Door to magic.
This is just because they don't want to spend money in Fillory.
Yeah.
It's just like, we've got this set. We got this little piano.
Yeah.
Let's just use that.
Yep.
It's too many of these keys are showing up in the real world and not in Fillory.
Yep. Well, back in Fillory, on the Munt Jack, Margo and Elliot
are
finally...
The digital Fillory?
No.
Yeah, it was a digital boat going down a digital waterfall.
Well, finally, Margo
and
Elliot...
That's where the money went this episode.
...are talking about their feelings and problems.
Yes.
Which they've been having issues with each other all season because, you know, Margo did that whole betrayal thing and it's just been really tense and awful for both of them.
And they haven't had a lot of scenes together.
Yeah, they haven't had a lot of scenes together, and Elliot's like, you know, what's the point anyway? Fillory sucks and it's gonna continue to suck. And Margo says, no, you know, we made Fillory better for one whole second. For one whole minute, we actually made Fillory better. When you made that agreement with Idri, we were actually doing something. And, you know, we're gonna do it again because we only have each other and we can get through anything.
We did it before and we can do it again. Yeah, see, that's the song they should have sang, right? And we could do it again. Uh-huh. It should have been like a musical. See, that's the problem. This is not a musical episode.
Because they did write their own music.
No, it's not a musical episode because the music did not stand in for the emotions of the moment.
Well, I'd say that, like, Under Pressure did.
Under Pressure was just a plot device.
But it was
No,
still...
it's not like, you know, a whole new world.
Well, in a musical, the reason
the
music
emotions
happens is because
are
the emotion
too strong.
Is too strong. Yeah.
Right. But in Josh's thing, it wasn't the emotions were too strong. It's just that, oh,
they
this is the thing he related
Every
to.
Every single one has been a distraction.
Well, yeah, but they're also, it's just, this would have been so much better if you're going to do a musical episode, make it a musical episode.
Uh-huh.
Don't make it an episode
with music.
This is an episode with music in it.
I think they spent all their budget on making all the clocks say 420.
The only bit, no, the only bit in the Magician so far that has been an accurate and appropriate use of music as a musical was when Elliot was marching towards fighting Idri. So that was a good use because that was the song was like summing up what was going on emotionally for Elliot. From a narrative point of view, yes, I'm poking you. From a narrative point of view,
I'm typing out SOS on my shoulder.
Yeah, save me from this episode, please. From a narrative point of view, it was a bad use of music. We're not even going to talk about the music choices. Because that's a whole nother issue. But from a narrative point of view, because that's the only thing apparently I'm only good for on this podcast, providing narrative perspective.
It was a good perspective.
It was a poor use of the music. They could have done so much better.
Mm-hmm. I think that can be said of everything in the show. But, you know, it is very good. Margot does, she's like, Elliot's like, I love you. And she's like, oh, I know. He got Han Solo, baby.
Yes, got Han Solo.
And it's awesome. But the Muntjac doesn't stop going towards the waterfall. And Tick, you know, can't even get her to turn around. So
they bail.
And he's like, ugh, remind me when we get back to the mainland. My very first decree as High King is going to be the scuttle all the ships that can think. And then we see
there's
kind of,
only one ship that can think.
No, there's more than one.
What other ones?
She's a deer class ship, which means that deer class
ships. Oh, that's right. We had the rapist one.
Yeah, they're sentient.
Well, maybe that's not such a bad thing then. If the only other one we've seen is a rapist ship.
Yeah. But then this is where we see like the flower stuff and she starts bleeding profusely and it's awful. But they're about to go over the rocks and they just like give each other a huge hug and they're both really scared and it sucks. But
they're going to be falling forever.
Yeah,
falling. They could have figured it out.
Until they starve or drown or get crushed on rocks.
They're in a boat, so they're not going to get crushed by rocks.
Yeah. Well, no, boats can get crushed by rocks.
But the Muntjac is big.
Still can get crushed by rocks.
Mm,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That waterfall.
A boat can get crushed by ice. See the Titanic.
But you have to go through the ice. They're falling over a waterfall.
Yeah, over a waterfall that
they're
has pointy rocks.
They're falling into space.
That has pointy rocks.
And your gravity dictates that you move away from the rocks.
Well, you know, they're still going to die.
I love it when you don't have a good answer for me. And you're just like, well, All right.
But Katie gets frustrated. We go back to the cottage. Katie gets frustrated, so she grabs the key, and she's like, damn the consequences. And the very first thing we see is a little neon sign that says, Questers, exit here.
Yeah, they should have.
It's so easy to get out.
They should have just left. But they should have taken Josh with them.
Well, then we see Julia. She freezes Sky. And her eyes light up. She doesn't do any magic with her hands, which is crazy.
She has superpowers.
But then the key connects all the questers together, all 8 questers, so we get to hear Penny. Sweet Penny, who we haven't seen all episode. My man. And Quentin figures it out. He says, oh my god, it's a unity key. It unites us together. And this key brought us to a world where it's the quester that has always been left behind and always forgotten. So we all have to work together in order to get out of this place and get out of our subsequent situations. And he's like, guys, we can't go through the door.
And meanwhile, poor Josh.
Poor Josh is like, I'm fucking done with this. This sucks so bad. I hate being happy all the time. You guys suck. You left me alone. And I'm so lonely and sad. So then he gets sucker punched and kicked and shit.
He gets the crap beat out of him.
It's so funny.
Aw, poor Josh.
Poor Josh, but also it is a little bit funny. But they're like, guys, we need to save Josh. We have to convince him to come back with us. And Quentin's like, you're going to hate this, but we got to work together. And he looks at the Bowie poster. So he's like, okay, we're going to know the lyrics. We just promise that you sing and let's do this. And so they all sing Under Pressure. It's great. All
right. I'm just going to say this now.
Uh-huh.
Brenda, I know you love David Bowie. Evelyn, I know you like David Bowie.
Uh-huh.
I have never, ever liked this song.
Uh-huh.
This is my least favorite David Bowie song. It is annoying. There's only 2 songs that are more annoying to me than this song. And so to have to listen to it again was torture. That said, the spirit behind it, where they all had to sing to get Josh to come along, was a cute idea. I just wish it had been any other song other than Under Pressure.
Somebody to Love.
Yeah, Somebody to Love. There you go. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Anything by Queen is awesome.
Yeah, well,
right?
You know, Queen is here.
And that would have been fun because everybody would have had a chance to sing a line. And
that's what
and then
they
could have done.
Too,
I know, but then they could have all harmonized.
That's what they also
but
did in
they,
this.
But Under Pressure is not a good harmonizing song. Not like
true.
Anything Queen related.
That is true.
Queen is so much better. Well, maybe if I no, I'm never going to watch this again. But if I ever going to watch this again in my head, I would have
somebody to love
instead. Yes, that is a great choice. See, this is
why
you should produce your own
magicians.
No.
The Warlocks.
Make your own
Warlocks.
No, make your own damn magicians.
Yeah, the Warlocks.
No, not the Warlocks. Make something totally different
uh-huh.
and original.
Uh-huh.
And in one
they
day
when they have the musical
one
episode,
day
I'll know
when you get your Golden Globe Globe Award, then I will say that's a dig, because the Golden Globes, everyone's giving their Golden Globes back because they're super racist. Did you hear that?
Yes, Daddy. It's terrible. I heard that.
Anyway, when you get your Golden Globe Award, before you throw it in their face for them being super racist, you're going to say, I'm going to thank my father because he had faith in me back in 2021, the second most horrible year in human history, to believe in me to produce and show run my own show that is not The Magicians. I will be sitting in my wheelchair with my oxygen tank. And it's all shriveled up like old Biff.
How old do you think you're going to be before I get a Golden Globe?
Friday the 13th. And Back to the Future Part 2. I'll be like old Biff in my tracksuit. And I'll be like, that's my daughter.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll die happy.
Why is this so far in the future?
Well, you're going to have a few years before you...
I get my Golden Globe?
Well, before so you little, do anything.
You have so little faith.
What? You're going to, like, turn right around next year, get a Golden Globe for some TV show?
You don't know.
You better start writing.
Damn, okay. I will.
There you go. How about that for some fan fiction? Some Evelyn fan fiction.
No, do not write real people fan fiction.
Why not?
It's weird.
How is that any more weird than writing magicians or anything else fan fiction?
Well, you know.
It's only weird if you make somebody fall in love with you against their will. Oh. Then it's weird, right?
Oh.
Right? Where you're like, oh, if only Meg Ryan would fall in love with me.
So you don't like X-Reader?
What's that?
It's fan fiction where it's you, X, another.
You mean Mary Sue?
Fictional character or something.
Isn't that Mary Sue
no,
stuff?
No, that's not Mary Sue.
I thought Mary Sue was where you wrote yourself as like... the little like junior upstart character, but everything you do is perfect, and everybody goes, Captain Kirk goes, oh man, that Evelyn Rogers is the best ensign we've ever had on our starship. That's Mary Sue.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's like writing yourself into the fiction.
That's self-insert,
but that's Mary Sue-ism.
No.
Yeah,
but the X-Reader,
look it up.
X-Reader is like, you are,
I thought X-Reader was like
you
where you did
exports. Graphic sex or just holding hands with like fictional character and or real person.
Isn't that just slash fiction?
No, I listen to the fic list. But, you know, the musical episode, I love when they sing. It's so
just
good.
Just anything but Under Pressure. Please.
No, it's good. And, you know, Elliot really goes into it because we all know he was a theater kid.
Yes, Elliot is great. Arjun is great. Julia is great.
No.
Julia's good. Yeah.
Stella is not a trained singer.
That's okay. Stella does a good job.
She does do a good job.
Compared to some other people who will remain nameless.
But it's really cool. And, you know, Julia reverses time and brings back Skye from death. Which is crazy.
Like, that's reversing time? I thought they just froze
them. She, like, reverses time and brings her back.
She does a end of Superman.
Yeah, basically.
She just flies around the planet.
Yeah.
And then the blood sucks back into her face.
Her eyes flash. And Quentin, Katie, and Alice make their way downstairs to go get Josh. And
to rescue him from being pummeled.
Yep. And Penny joins in, singing in his little library suit.
You know what would have been funnier, though?
What? Is if he got shush?
Yes,
yeah, that's what I said. Also, the Muntjac listens to them
the
singing.
The Muntjac should have started singing.
No, the Muntjac can't sing.
Why not? The Muntjac could have gotten a voice. It could have formed
maybe
a mouth in the deck of
horrifying.
The ship and started singing.
Horrifying.
Why is that
but the
horrifying?
Muntjac, it's they go over...
Oh, no, the deer. The deer head. they could have like a little flappy mouth on the deer head, right?
Yeah. But
how
the,
funny would that be?
The Muntjac goes over the waterfall, and then they fly! Yay!
It's like the end of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, it's like the end of Peter Pan. When they fly.
Peter
yeah.
Pan just makes the boat, they just put
they
fairy dust on it.
And then
it.
The boat flies.
But that's fairy dust.
I'm trying to make a reference you
no,
would understand.
No, it's not. I don't step up to me about Peter Pan. I will bury you in Peter Pan.
Okay, but eventually they all come downstairs and Josh joins in.
I still
in.
Think the Muntjac should have smashed
No,
Tick's
they
boat.
Need him for a later episode.
I know, to be still be a villain.
Yeah, but they all sing together and then they do their little snaps. And
yes.
On the final snap, everyone disappears and Todd turns into the Traumesser. He's just a bald German man.
He looks like Wolfgang Kramer. The famous German game designer.
Okay. But he's like, congratulations, you did it, good job. I was getting so fucking tired staying here in Josh's fantasy world. It sucks. And he and the Traumaster, he says, you know, he said that you guys would need a little extra incentive in order to, like, figure this out. Hey, Magicians Riders, who the hell is he?
I know who he is.
Who is he, Dad?
He is the king.
The king?
Yeah.
Which king?
The king of the quest.
No.
Yes.
He's not. That's not a character.
That is a character.
Not in the show.
It's in the animated sequence.
Not. He's not in the show. Dad. No. No.
Yeah.
They don't ever explain it.
Maybe I just did.
No.
Maybe
they don't ever explain
it. I just filled in the gap.
Yeah, you're writing your fan fiction right
now.
I'm
not writing a fan fiction.
Writing your fan fiction as we speak.
I'm spackling
the only closest equivalent is like Hades. But even then, Hades, like, has only been watching the quest.
Maybe
he hasn't
it's Bacchus.
Been giving ins- it's not Bacchus, dude. But, like, they never say who he is.
Maybe
pisses
it's
me off so
Reynard.
Fucking much. It's not Reynard. He's sitting in his apartment playing video games alone.
What video games is he playing?
I don't know. There is a video game that does show up in season 5. It's the only funny scene. Actually, there's, like...
It's no spoilers.
It's a couple funny scenes, but that's it. But he's like, yep, it was all a test. But you passed, so good job. Please leave.
Another test, another quest, another...
Yeah.
See, now that should have been the song
but
that
they can't,
Katie sang.
But they can't hear
whoopee.
Anyone. No.
Yeah.
But they can't hear anyone anymore. Penny's gone from the connection.
But they still have the key.
They still have the key, but it doesn't
so
work.
Why doesn't it work?
I don't know.
Convenient.
It just doesn't work.
See, again, magic... Inconsistent.
Yep.
If they have the key and they're all linked, then they should be like Martian Manhunter in the Justice League, and everybody should be mentally linked and be able to communicate with each other from now on for the rest of the season.
Well, they can.
Until the key is used in the door, it should retain its power.
There's no door for this key.
Why not?
There's no
door. Why are they collecting keys?
They go into like a lock, but it's really more like a tiki room fountain.
What?
Yeah, remember? It's
no.
like a tiki room fountain.
Does it have a pineapple that raises up in the middle?
But it does have one of those little fountain thingies.
That with pineapple?
That changes colors.
Does it have Dole Whip coming out of it?
It does not.
Because then it'd be worth it.
No.
That would be totally worth the quest to get Dole Whip at the end?
No.
Oh, see, that was how it'd end the season.
No.
Is everybody just sitting very happily eating Dole Whip?
No. But then we see they're back in the normal cottage. Everything's normal. Julia comes back with the truth key.
Wait. I want to stop right here.
Yes.
And I have an observation.
Yes, but we're almost done.
Yes. The observation is this.
Yes.
In this entire season, unless something drastically changes by the end, the last few episodes, Josh is the only character that changes in this whole season.
Yep.
And he's a better person for it.
Yeah, slightly. But Julia sees Josh and she says, hey, Josh, you never responded to my call.
Yes, and Josh says, well, I was a dick.
He was a dick back then.
And now I've
grown. You know
what?
I will give him the grace. He does become a nicer person by season 4. And sort of.
That was a very begrudging.
I like Josh occasionally, and I will give him
you
this.
You love Book Josh.
I love Book Josh.
Then you
love
have to.
Man.
Then you have to open your heart.
I also like Trevor.
You have to open
Trevor
your heart.
Trevor really shines through this episode.
You have to open your heart.
I do have to open my heart.
To Trevor and Book Josh.
But not
for
to
the
TV
sake
Josh.
Of TV Josh.
Yeah.
I know. TV Josh is just reduced down to mostly a series of drug jokes.
Yes.
Which is a shame
it
and a
sucks.
Waste.
He
and
does
a terrible,
have depth.
Stupid stereotype.
He does have depth, and he's kind of like a cuckold. But, you know, once he moves past those things...
He's a chicken?
Cuckold.
What?
You know, gets in the way of a relationship.
That's not what a cuckold is.
Yeah.
A cuckold is when somebody cheats on you. You're the cuckold.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were having a relationship with somebody...
Yeah.
And then somebody had a relationship with the person you were having a relationship with, you're the cuckold. That's what it means. It means that you are lame and you're not manly or womanly enough to keep your man or woman or significant
Poppy's
other.
Well, then Poppy's the cuckold.
Poppy is cuckolding.
Or Victoria's the cuckold in this case. Yes.
Who? Wait,
Josh,
who?
Josh cheated on Victoria with Poppy.
Right. There you go. So, no, what happened was Victoria was the cuckold to
the cuckold.
Poppy and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's
so
what it means.
So he's just a wastrel.
No, not a wastrel. A wastrel is a totally different word.
I know.
No, you're just throwing out weird sounding words without knowing what they mean.
Uh-huh.
Now you're just being ignorant. All right. Well, what are you going to rate this?
No, we're not done.
Oh, my God. Really?
They get the book, and Alice goes to grab it, and Quentin says, no, and my quest. Like,
no, quest junkie.
Yeah, and then Josh says, wow, I missed a lot, didn't I? And then the episode ends.
Bliss. Not really. And I wrote, not really, Josh. Not really. You didn't really miss much at all.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, what are you going to rate this thing?
I rate this episode a 7 out of 7.
7 out of 7 seems awful generous.
Well,
for the amount of complaints that you had about
it. I like this episode. What can I say?
Is this your favorite episode?
It's not my favorite episode.
So we still haven't found out what your favorite episode is.
Still haven't found my favorite episode.
Well, guess what?
What?
This episode is also not my favorite episode.
Uh-huh.
However, I will give it a... See, now, the song choices were poor, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And the use of the music was inappropriate. But I did like the bits with... I love Tick. Tick becoming a bad guy,
yeah,
like, boosts it up many, many points in my book. That
uh-huh.
maybe was the best moment in the show. And I thought that there was some nice singing, even though the choice of songs were not my favorite. And I liked seeing a lot of Todd getting to Todd it up.
Wasn't really Todd.
No, but you know,
Adam got to act. We've got a big fat crush on Adam DeMarco.
And we saw Josh. It was a lot of Josh. Josh-centric episode.
Yeah, this episode was made for you.
So, no, it was not made for me, because then they wouldn't have... A, there would have been more nerd references, and B, there would have been less singing in
uh-huh.
it. Or at least the singing would have been stuff I liked.
Uh-huh.
So, as a result of it, I will give this... a 4.5, maybe a 5. No, 4.5. Sticking with a 4.5.
Okay.
Tick becoming
half
evil is not enough.
You're gonna clamp it in
it's
half.
Only in the A key, though.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I like this episode. I like that they all come together the same.
Yes, that is,
and I
that's
think
true.
It's this great kind of unifying moment where everyone works together. And in my opinion, it is the best musical episode out of all of the musical episodes because of that moment.
On the show?
On the whole show.
Nah.
Yes, because this is the moment where they all come together and everyone in the casts, everyone of the main, like, 8 cast members sing
but
together.
But what about the fourth
and
season?
And work together.
Fourth
season, they do have a singing episode. I do really like that one, but I do believe that it has too many songs. And I just really like this episode, and I really like how they all come together and work together, and that we see every single quester working together and having this kind of cathartic moment where everything kind of works out for once.
All right. Well, I'm not going to change your opinion. So, is there anything else exciting going on in the worlds of the magicians?
So, right now, again, the Queer as Fan Work, magicians...
Is that queerest?
Queer as Fan Work, like, queer as fuck. It's a... pun.
You mean queer as folk?
No, fan
yeah,
work.
Queer as folk is a saying.
Fuck as fuck
no,
is an abbreviation.
No, you're queer
yes,
as fuck. Yes,
AF. AF is actual abbreviation.
No, I know what AF stands
that's
for.
That's what the play
but the,
on words
but the
is,
play,
Dad.
No, the play is queer as
but
folk.
But it's not a play, Dad.
Which was a
it's not
show.
A play. It's not a play, Daddy.
It could be
it's
a play.
It's a magician's event where you write and draw about queer characters in The Magicians. And it's a fun
as
time.
Folk.
It's happening right now. As fuck is the play on words for as fan work, which is what it's called. Dad, let me do the thing.
Fan work is as fuck?
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's happening right now. There is also The Great Filter, which is the show that Jason Ralph and Trevor Einhorn
right.
are doing together. That
Astronauts
still,
in Trouble.
Astronauts in Trouble. They're still selling virtual tickets for that, which is pretty cool. Trying to think
of any
of
the other
things.
Cast members doing anything exciting.
Olivia Taylor Dudley is going to be in a horror film.
Ooh, go Olivia.
An indie horror film that's it's on like GoFundMe. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Well, I guess I can't GoFund it if you don't remember
well,
the name.
Maybe I'll find out the name by next time and I'll remember.
But
it.
It'll probably be over by the time.
No. You'll need a lot of money for a movie. You know?
Well, how much do you need to make a movie?
A lot of money.
Like $12?
A whole bunch of money.
Because I have $12 I could put towards
you
it.
$12?
Yeah.
You can give her
I could fund it for $12.
Okay. You know, Hale Appelman is going to be in the season 2
I do know Hale Appelman.
Of...
I've met him.
You've not met him.
Well, I virtually met him.
You've talked to his voice.
Yes.
But
he knows who I am now.
He does know who you are. He's going to be in the second season of Truth Be Told.
Yay.
Paycheck. Yes, Paycheck. Trying to think of any actor, any other people being in things.
What about the guy who played the German Charmander?
I don't know if he's in anything, Dad.
Why not? Haven't you checked his IMDb?
I have not checked his IMDb.
Oh, okay.
But those are the only kind of outstanding things that are happening right now. Okay. But it's still
maybe there
cool.
should be a new, maybe something over the summer. Maybe
well,
you
actually,
could organize
there is going
something
over the summer, but we're not done figuring out the logistics
for it.
Are
you organizing it?
I'm organizing a portion of it, yes.
Oh.
But that is something that is not happening
will
until
be,
the summer.
Will there be sponsorship by Fillory and Father?
Sure, we can.
We could officially sponsor it?
Well, no, but yes.
What
but
do you mean
no
but yes?
It's a secret right now, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we can tie in our podcast because Lord knows we need some sort of sponsorship.
Well, you're not going to get paid.
I didn't. Well, we're not getting paid for any of the adverts we say on this show anyway.
I know.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day we'll be sponsored by like a bean company.
A bean company.
Yeah, like President Trump. He had bean company.
No, we do not speak his name on this podcast.
Well,
why would you taint
bean,
this good episode with that man?
If the bean company would go to him for sponsorship, surely they'd want a more wholesome and friendly show to sponsor like us, right?
Anyway, let's not talk about that man. We have an email.
Yay, email.
Send us an email at fillaryandfather@gmail.com.
That's using your computer.
Send us a message at fillaryfather on Twitter.
That's also using your computer or your phone.
Fillaryandfather on TikTok.
Oh, that's using a clock, I think.
Oh my God. This email is from Ellen Simmons.
Yay, another Ellen?
It's the same Ellen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how many Ellens send us mail?
Just one.
All right. Well, keep sending us mail, Ellen. We love it.
The subject line says, I want to read Mr. Evelyn's dad's fanfic of the magician.
Yay. That's what? What are we up to now?
Ellen.
Four?
Ellen says.
Was that four votes for
Ellen,
fanfic?
Ellen says, I can send you 100 emails saying this, or I can write it 100 times in one email.
Oh,
or
you can
just do it because select Fillory and Father fans want it.
100
Smiley
emails,
face.
Please.
XO Ellen.
I'll take 100 emails.
100 emails?
I would rather them be from different people, but if you want to
make a bunch of fake emails.
There you go. Like this would be from LN. Or I don't know how many I can't think of more variations on Ellen.
It's just that.
So Ellen, you want Fillory and Father fan fiction from
yes.
Father?
From Father.
The Fillory and Father fan fiction, Phantasmagorium, Fabulous Frenzy of
Pretty Please.
Of wait, what did you call it?
What?
X fiction? What was that?
Oh no, X reader. You don't write X reader.
You don't want. Yeah, you don't want that from me.
No.
I don't
no,
even think
you.
I want that from me.
No, thank you. But where can people find you?
Well, definitely not on X reader. That's for
it's
sure.
Not a website.
Oh, it sounds like it could be a website though, right?
It's not a website.
Do you go to xreader.com?
No.
No.
Well, where do you
go? Do you think it's available? xreader.com.
Where do you go?
Maybe I should
no
buy
more
it.
More ideas. Oh. Where do you go?
Where do I go? What do you mean?
Where
I don't go anywhere. I've been stuck in this room of my house
where
for a year.
Where can people find you?
In my house.
No, on the internet.
I thought you wanted me to give it the house address.
No.
You can find me, I don't know, Facebook. You can find me on rebelscum.com once in a while, posting about Star Wars action figures. Twitter.
What's your username?
Mighty Bedbug. I say it every week.
Haven't
they learned it yet?
Listener.
Oh, hi, new listener. You can find me on Instagram. Not really. I haven't posted in a while. But you can find... Oh, actually, LinkedIn, if you want to work on your resume and read some interesting What a face. It's very important to have a resume.
I also have a resume.
Do you have a resume on LinkedIn?
I do.
Two resumes?
Yeah.
What, is one under a fake name?
No, one of them's for acting and one of them's for art.
But do you have like a... One is like,
And I have a research one, too.
E-L-E Rogers for, like, one of them, and then the other is...
All for me.
But, I mean, how do you have two resumes?
I just have so many.
How do you do that? So I don't understand. Do I... You get, like, a second account with a different email?
No, Dad, I just have...
You have to teach me my your wizardry. I don't understand.
My computer.
Oh, yeah, well, I have that, too, but I have, like, six resumes.
You need to ask me where people can find me.
Where... Besides LinkedIn, where can people can find you?
You can find me at wow_then on Twitter and at fishydraws on Instagram and on Patreon, also under the name Evelyn Rogers. Drawn art soon. My classes will end very soon.
Hey, that's
and then I will get to do things again.
That's the same place people could find you last week.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how I have the same accounts every week.
Every week, I know. Maybe we should make up some new ones.
I also have an Artful, also under the name fishydraws.
What is Artful?
It's an art app.
Oh, I'm on DeviantArt under my... What do you...
We're not going to get
I've been
it.
On DeviantArt
Thank
for like
for
20
listening.
Years. What's wrong with DeviantArt?
Thank you for
I don't understand.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We'll see you. You'll
no,
hear
you're
us.
Not going to see us.
You'll
it's an audio medium.
You'll hear us
you
next
are going
time.
To, we are looking forward to you coming back.
Please live tweet.
Yeah, live tweet. So we love it. Oh, the last live tweet was awesome.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Yes, Chelsea, you're the best.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank
Aaron,
you,
Aaron. Yes, thank you, all of our fans. And
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. We love
you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to you, Lev. And and we will
see you. You'll hear us.
Oh my God. Next time on Fillory and Father. Oh my gosh, we barely did it.
Yay.
Bye.